Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these challenges. Today's Thursday, so we try to put into action something we've been exploring all week, and that's been the difference between knowing God and knowing about God. We've been exploring two misconceptions of Christian faith this week. One is that it's all about the right words you say. The other one is that it's all about the right things that you do. We've seen that neither of them is the entirety of Christian faith. They're both misconceptions and inaccurate if that's all they are, if it's all about words or all about actions. In fact, it's about something different. Christian faith is about God Himself coming to us. Christian faith is not about somehow horning our way into God's life like He's a distant celebrity who doesn't want to know us. God wants to know us. He wants to know us so badly He came to us and became one of us. That's magnificent news. Because it means we don't have to guess, we don't have to jump, but rather God has come to us. And now we can build our life on knowing Him. We can know Him personally. Even though we rebelled against Him and pushed Him out of our lives the first time in sin, we can now turn our backs on sin and turn towards a relationship with God. We can know God. We don't just have to know about Him. We can actually know Him. That's Christian faith. This isn't some kind of a distant relationship either. It's one where we can communicate with God directly in prayer. We can read His words like letters written to us in the Bible. Words and deeds are both important to Christian faith, but they flow from knowing God in Jesus. They're not the way to know God, they're the outflow of knowing God. Our words and deeds matter. They matter a lot to God because they show that we know Him well, that we started to take to heart His words and His actions and start to make them our own. We're starting to speak and act like Him. This kind of life is about actually following the one you say you follow, your deeds and words matching up. Allowing God, through His Holy Spirit, to transform your heart, challenge your words and your actions, to work in you to make you more Christ-like. How do we do that? Well, Jesus has been talking about that in the Sermon on the Mount all along. He's been talking about our motivations, our heart. He's been talking about transforming our hearts first so our words and actions follow. He's been telling us all along what God looks like, what He looks like, and what we were meant to look like. Sermon on the Mount is a great long description of who we were created to be and who God wants us to be once again. It gives us guidelines for the kind of heart God wants to see in us. The focus was always on the motivations, on the heart, not just on the words and actions. And that's great news, because that's work He can do in us, not work we have to do all by ourselves. If we simply started with our words and actions, we would be doomed to failure. But when we start with opening our heart to Jesus, for Him to work through His Holy Spirit in us to transform our hearts, there's great hope in that. And I hope that's what you'll find. We'll talk more about that next week, but here's your challenge for today. List some ways to intentionally get to know a new friend, neighbor, or colleague better. Now list ways you can intentionally get to know Jesus better. Pick one from each list to try it today. Hopefully I'll see you tomorrow as we take time to pray and reflect on this topic, and maybe in September as we explore in person what it means to follow Jesus. Have a great night. I'll see you tomorrow.